WGN. Maybe you, by now, you've set up a home office, and do you like it? Are you comfortable in it? Did you have one before, maybe? We're also setting up e-learning environments for our kids and where they go to do their schoolwork, if you're on the hybrid model or if you're on the all remote learning. I went to pick up my daughter from her friend's house, and they had three kids, and the three kids all had these little desks in this little laundry room area, and they were nice and neat, and it all worked. But obviously, we didn't already have, necessarily all of us have homes with lots of extra space for extra offices or places where you can go to do this. But there are some things you should think about when you go to the same spot. Remember, you're spending a lot of time in these places all day long, and the word ergonomics comes up, and I'm not even going to try because I kind of know what it means, but Joy Bagans does know what this is because you are a specialist. You're an occupational therapist at Northwestern.
Yes, I am. So ergonomics is really, you know, for honestly, for kids and adults. I mean, the reality is, you know, as we get older, we're going to continue to be working on computers and laptops and things like that. So it's kind of nice that we're kind of talking about this because I think it just establishes great habits for kids as they get older, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because screen time now has increased. And I know the American Academy of Pediatrics has even increased it for us because initially it was this crazy number, like if they were two, they shouldn't have any, under two or under three, they should have any screen time. It was like 2 hours for five-year-olds. And you just see that, I mean, those are part, that's how we connect with the world now, especially now that e-learning and everything, I mean, everything from your activities, extra activities, or if you did any camps this summer, a lot of them were likely to be online. That is where we are. And sort of understanding how that affects our eyes, how that affects our bodies, important stuff, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And I mean, one of the biggest things that I try and emphasize really for students at this point and parents when they're kind of looking at their children's workspace is, you know, really try to set up an area that has, you know, the least amount of distractions as best as possible. Proper lighting, you know, enough light for your students to be able to kind of, you know, have a nice visual and have to not brighten up their screen so much so they're not straining their eyes. The other important features of a great setup for parents, again, is, you know, positioning their screen for their student at the right eye level so that they're not always kind of like looking down for that neck strain. The other thing is chair height. So if parents are looking at their children's height of their chair at their setup, you know, the key thing is like 90 degrees. If you can get their elbows at 90 degrees, their hips at 90 degrees, and their knees at 90 degrees and their feet flat, that's kind of like that ideal position. Because what you want to kind of avoid is that forward posture, which a lot of people sometimes develop over time, which kind of puts a lot of strain on the back and the neck and things like that.
I've seen these things. People brag about them on social media. It's something, it looks like a harness that you wear that sort of keeps your shoulders back.
Yes.
Is that recommended?
You know what? I don't. You could totally not have to do that if you don't have to. Because the reality is, you know, for some people, for kids, if you just put a little back support or a pillow back support behind their chair, that's a good idea, you know, to kind of support their back that way. The other thing, too, is, you know, if you don't have an adjustable chair, is to put a box or a book or something underneath their feet. That's also going to help them keep them in that upright posture as well.
Okay.
So I don't really feel like that.
You don't need
that. I don't feel it. No. I would say you don't need that.
Any of those products that you do recommend? Because you do see these posture products and the different stress balls and stuff like that.
I do see those posture products, but I kind of feel like the reality is if you want to correct your posture, it's going to be strengthening those muscles. You know what I mean? Versus just kind of like putting that product on, the best thing that you can do is really help to kind of strengthen those back muscles, try and strengthen that posture. That's going to be your best bet. Because you're probably not going to want to wear that, like, all the time, you know?
You know, Joy, it's like, I feel like not everyone lives in a 10,000-square-foot home, right? And especially if you're in the city,
absolutely.
How do you even find the room? I mean, everyone's just kind of making, you know, do with what they have. We do the kitchen table is where my daughter does her e-learning every day. It works out fine, but then you got to clear it at the end of the day, and you got to put it, you know, I just can't see all the clutter all day. But, you know, what do you recommend on that stuff?
So if you don't have, if your, you know, child doesn't have a desk at home or anything like that, absolutely you could definitely do the kitchen table, countertop, anything like that. Again, the biggest thing to kind of modify for them is just kind of that angle of that screen and just try and have their feet kind of supported. You can be creative if you have to use the couch, you know, or want to kind of switch it up a little bit for kids. They can sit on the couch, but I would do more shorter intervals with that. Not that they're sitting like that all day. If they are sitting on the couch, they could do a little back support, or if they have a little portable desk, like lap table, they can kind of put that their computer on there just to kind of help them with that eye level.
Okay, and then if the kids who kind of like get, you know, like you get antsy when you're there.
Yeah.
And I had one friend whose kindergartner went and hid under the table for the first day of e-learning. I mean, that was how the whole first day went. So I mean, all kinds of things going on. I just help us with this.
Well, you know what? I think movement in general for kids is great. It really, truly helps them to be able to focus. So I'm not opposed to, you know, if they kind of feel like they need to move, some good strategies for that is they have those little exercise balls that the kids can sit on. So it just provides them a little bit of movement, which helps them to kind of focus a little bit better. They could do even like a rocking chair, something to initiate that. There's also air cushions that you can, you know, put on their chair, again, that kind of helps them kind of engage their core, give them enough movement that they're going to be able to focus a little bit better.
Yeah, I've seen that too, even in schools. They have those big balls. I guess there's a lot of science behind that.
Correct. Or even like fidgets, you know, as long as, you know, the kids are kind of keeping their hands busy, you know, it does for some children really help them focus.
I think my biggest thing is vision, with the vision thing, because I feel as if, you know, I feel my own eyes get strained sort of the end of the day with as much as we're doing online now. And I tried to put that one, I think it was either something that's automatically built into the iPhone or it was an app, I can't even remember now, that creates warm light at least at night and later on so that it doesn't strain your eyes so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have seen those, like it's kind of like those blue light glasses that kind of block that. If, you know, those you can buy at the store or online. Some people have used that to kind of help with that eye strain. I think, honestly, the other great thing, too, is to take a break from the screen. You know, a lot of times the e-learning schedule, I've got, you know, two of my three kids that are on e-learning, and, you know, they have to take breaks. And I think that also will help your eyes, you know, from straining by staring at that screen all day, is just every 20 to 30 minutes, try and take a break as possible.
So you have three kids. Are they in the same room? Same room, or they have different spots?
They are in different spots.
It's better for everyone.
They are.
Better for everyone.
One's upstairs, one's downstairs, so, yeah.
It's, you know, we're all kind of making it work, I guess, Joy, aren't we?
We are. I mean, it is what it is, right? So it's just trying to make the best of it. So, I mean, I give credit to those teachers. It's a very difficult job. My husband's a teacher as well, so you know they're all trying their best.
Yeah,
so.
They are, and they're doing a remarkable job. In
absolutely,
because there are so many different needs now that have evolved in this environment, and that they have to answer to those too. You know, that's what they're dealing with.
I know.
Oh, but you know, we're making it work. Hey, so any final thoughts here, Joy? Anything to tell us if we're just to kind of examine that space? I know you also talk about clutter, and that's kind of something that maybe it's harder to concentrate in that kind of environment.
Yes. So clutter is, you know, it is for anybody, right? It's just like, oh my gosh, there's all these different things that you maybe want to get to or do. So that's why it's trying to like minimalize that space as best as possible so you don't kind of get distracted. So, you know, for example, some kids who want to study on their bed, I'll just lay in my bed and do my work here. You know, it's like, got to kind of draw that line a little bit and kind of make it more of here's your work area and then this is more like, obviously, your bed area. You know what I mean? Your personal life. You know, this is, you know, especially for kids in routine, right? Like, you go to bed when you're in your bed. It's not, you know, a study area, things like that. And don't break the bank. I feel like be creative. You know what I mean? You don't have to buy fancy products to kind of make things ergonomic for your child, you know, at home. You know, if you don't have to, like, buy anything like a step stool. Use a couple boxes. Use some books, you know. Just kind of be creative with that.
Great advice, Joy. Really, really great advice. Thanks.
Thanks.
It's good talking with you, and good luck with all the e-learning, too, as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Joy Begons. Right. Thanks for the time. Joy Begons there. She is occupational therapist at Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. So we appreciate her kind of giving us some ideas there. I learned a couple things there, too. I'm going to already do that blue light thing, but the seating area, the clutter thing is something I've got to work on. Because it is hard to study. It is hard to focus in a cluttered environment.